Hello, I'm Linnea Rose. In this video, I want to show you how to paint in the folk style from Norway called rosemaling. I'm going to show you how to double load your brush, how to paint comma strokes, and then how to turn those comma strokes into the main element of Telemark rosemaling, the scroll stroke. I hope you enjoy watching the video. Double load your brush by first dipping into one color, just a corner of your brush. Dip the other corner. Then, between the colors, stroke your brush. Add a little more paint. Stroke again. Be sure to keep your paint brush so the white side is always on the white side and the blue side is always on the blue side. Add a little more paint to the white and the blue and stroke again. Notice we're stroking in the same place. This way you keep the paint on your brush. Add a little more paint. Blend back and forth. There, now your brush is fully loaded. Let's try this again from a different angle. I'm dipping a corner of my paint in the white, a corner of my brush in the blue. There, you can see it. And I'm going to stroke it to blend. This time I'm stroking right into the white, that's fine. And back and forth. Notice the white side of the brush is always in the white paint and it's keeping separated from the blue. Here, dip in white, dip in blue, maybe a little more white. Now let's blend it. Notice I'm keeping the white side to the white and the blue side to the blue side. Now I'm blending it so I have a nice blend across both sides. I'm keeping it in the same place, so I'm keeping that paint in my brush. Then I'm going to add a little more paint. So I'm going to have a nice, really fully loaded brush so that I can make a really long, nice stroke. Okay, here's your stroke. There's the stroke. Do you see? Now look how it's made a really beautiful blend from white to blue with your double loaded brush. This is called the comma stroke or the scroll stroke. We start this stroke by firmly pressing down with your brush. And as you curve around, you lift it up onto the chisel edge. Firmly press, lift, 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 up to the chisel edge. Watch again. Hold, press the whole thing down, curve it around. Now lift onto the chisel edge. Press, curve it around, and lift up onto the chisel edge. Let's do it again. Press, curve, and lift up onto the chisel edge. You want to keep this stroke curvy. You don't want to have straightness in this stroke. So press it and curve it around, lift it up and up. How about a closer view? Pressing down so it's all touching and bring it around and up. Now let's use that double loaded brush and that comma stroke to do some basic rosemaling. And this is going to be freehand rosemaling. Okay, I have my double loaded brush. I'm going to take a comma stroke. This one I've made quite large. Now I'm going to take another comma stroke there. Imagine that I'm painting a plant and down there near the base of my hand is the root of the plant and those scrolls are growing out of the root. Now I'm going to get some more paint on my brush and make my scrolls a little thicker. And everything's going to come out of the root as if it were a plant growing up. So there's one on one side. Oh, I think I'll do another one. How about one on the other side? Okay, let's see that again. Make a nice, beautiful C stroke, also known as the scroll stroke or the comma stroke. And I'm going to do another one sort of going the opposite direction. I want you to notice that my hand is balanced on my other hand. That's so I can pull a long stroke. It would be a good thing to learn that you always do that. You rest your painting hand on your other hand for balance. There. Okay, let's load up the brush and try it again. Again, balance your painting hand on your other hand so you can pull a long stroke without shaking. Make a nice comma stroke and do another stroke inside of that one. And then come from the other side, make another comma stroke, bring it down to the root. Keep it nice and curved. And there you have a demonstration of how to make some basic rosemaling double-loaded strokes. And in the next little video I'm going to make for you, I will show you how to outline these comma strokes. Thanks for watching. Relax and have a fun time rosemaling. Be sure to visit my blog, rosemalingblog.com. Thanks!